NWBU Grand Final last night at Devonport is Phil Thomas. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren.
You nearly forgot my name, mate. How long have we been doing this?
Yeah.
Hey, 6 years?
You go out and celebrate, you forget how old you are, and then you pay the price.
Now, I missed it last night. Tuesday night's not real good for me because I got up early. But anyway, you went along, of course. So we'll start with the women's game. Burnie 78, Penguin 59. Froling, no surprise, top scorer 28. Mariah Payne put down 26 as well. So they were the stars on the stats. Was that the case overall?
Look, I don't think so. I think the score was a little unfair to Penguin. It was a good game, you know, and to credit to Penguin's credit, you know, they were competitive all the way through. And as I said, I think the score, and Burnie thoroughly deserved to win, there's no doubt about that, but the score was certainly flattering to Burnie, and nothing should be taken away from Penguin, who really battled away. Roberts played, which was good for Penguin, but you could see that she was short of a run. You know, she was a girl that hasn't played basketball for a while, and she was coming up against, you know, the best big in the competition, someone that's just come back from representing Australia. And unfortunately, that showed. And as the game wore on, you know, Froling got better, and Roberts, I thought, tired a little bit. But, you know, in the first half, she was, you know, a real go-to player for Penguin, but just lacked that run. So, you know, Froling was able to dominate that contest. But, and I suppose it was, you know, Froling and Payne again. They've done it all year. You know, Froling 28 and 17, as you said. Payne 26 and 11, 7 assists. But Bingley was good. She had 10 points, and, you know, she was one that they couldn't leave alone. So, yeah, Burnie had some really good players, but you know, when you bring an Australian player back into your team, it's not a bad in for you.
Yeah, yeah. Now I noticed on the stat sheet that Coach Jason Baker, Froling and Payne played the entire 40, so that's understandable. Grand final.
Yeah, I thought he might have got to think in the last couple of minutes the game was done, and. You know, I thought he may have given some of his young players a bit of a taste of a grand final, but, you know, that's his decision. He's the coach, and, you know, for whatever reason, he stuck with his guns and was going to leave nothing to chance.
Yeah, so well done to the Burnie women. Bad luck to Penguin, but great effort to make the grand final for both those teams. All right, the men.
One player I thought really did a good job, and that was Brianna Russell. She was a real live wire for Penguin. I mean, Brianna's played a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
But she got scored with, was it 18 points? And she did a really good job, and I thought one stage she did get hurt and she may not come back on. But she was really good, and she'd be disappointed with the... the result as the Penguin captain, but she would be pretty happy with her own game.
Hmm. All right, on to the men. Ulverston 68, Wynyard 61. So this is a big deal for Ulverston basketball because, you know, for a couple of seasons they weren't going so well, and then we had last year, which didn't really happen. So effectively, they've gone from first from last to first.
They have. They've really turned it around, didn't it? Probably, you know, didn't recruit quite the right way, I suppose. They didn't have much depth. So I think the players that have just hung around and have just matured over the years, and then to be able to pick up Paul Simpson, Nick Gregson, and, of course, Terry Masunda.
Paul Campbell, you mean?
Paul Campbell, Paul Campbell. And some people might be critical of Ulverston in the way that they've recruited, but all clubs are doing it.
Yeah.
So let's get on the bandwagon.
yeah.
And you see it through the NBL one. You know, if you go to Bendigo coming this week, there probably won't be many players that actually come from Bendigo. So,
yeah.
You know, you go out and recruit your needs. Ulverston have done that, and they've won the grand final. So, good on them.
Just looking at point scorers. So Masunda 24, Gregson 20 for Ulverston. Sidene's bang 29 for Wynyard. So how was the game overall?
Yeah, Sidene's was good. He was their real scorer, Sidene's. I mean, obviously they missed Karen Armstrong, who in the end didn't play, and that sort of played out to a really nice theatre. You know, would he play or wouldn't he play? He was going to fly in from Canberra, and it was a great grand final theatre probably, but he didn't play. And obviously, I think as we've said before, he's been averaging about 30 points a game against Owens, so he was going to be missed, there was no doubt about it. But Sidene took up the slack and he served it up to Owens, and he probably didn't have enough real contributors. They still had plenty of good players. You can take nothing away from Scott and Lee McGaffin, who just battled all game. And of course, Mitch Rowlands was good. But they just didn't, in the finish, they just didn't have the firepower to hang in there. But they did it for pretty well all game and only went down by 7. So, take nothing away from Wynyard, but it was just Ulverston's overall strength, in the finish that, got them the 7-point win.
Yeah, right. So, good crowd there, I assume. It's always full house. I assume it was the same last night.
Yeah, they closed the doors at one stage in the women's game. They did reopen them because there was a few left, obviously, a few that supported the Burnie and Wynyard Penguin women's team. So there was a few left, so they reopened, but they did close them at one stage. And it was a good crowd. You know, they really got involved in the game and, it was pretty intense and loud at times. So, it was a typical grand final.
Yeah.
The only downer, I think, about that is that it's a shame that a few more of our supporters don't support the club throughout the year. And I know everyone likes to go to a grand final, and I fully understand that. But, throughout the year we have some pretty poor crowds. And it's the same basketball, Ulverston and Wynyard has turned on some really good games of basketball that are worth watching. So it is a bit disappointing, but still, if we talk grand final, it was a full house and a great crowd.
Yeah, all right. Well done to Ben Richmond, by the way. Relatively new in the position running the NWBU, and we had last year, which was, disaster year for all sport, but got it done this year, and no problems as far as I know.
No, look, it wouldn't have been an easy job for him. I think everything was new, obviously there is a lot of problems that crop up throughout a season, so hopefully he's handled them well and learned from the experience, and that he'll hang in there and put that experience to good work next year. So, good on him. And it wouldn't be an easy job.
No.
It wouldn't be an easy job because you've got to keep 8 clubs happy, through both your seniors and juniors, your administration. So it is difficult. And obviously, there would be a lot of people that at times hard to please, but you just got to go and do the job the best way you think you can and what's best for basketball in the end. And I think also, Darren, I'd like to just say to the referees, because the refereeing was good last night. We've struggled all year with our referees. There was, probably one or two that got opportunities that may not have got in the past, but the refereeing was good. I don't think anybody could be critical of the way that the games were reffed, and they really carried themselves well, and they took nothing away from the results of the grand finals.
Yeah, well said. Look, I could talk more basketball with you for ages, but I can't because I've got to go to the news next. But listen, thank you very much for your information, your reports and your insights into the NWBU throughout the season. We've been doing it 6 years and I love chatting with you and talking basketball. I'll catch up with you on Saturday. You're going to good to have the NBL One back. So Thunder playing Bendigo Saturday night at Ulverston. Well, I'll see you there and we can analyse that game.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I won't be there.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go up to the Gold Coast for a week.
Oh, so, please, give me a break.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really sorry. And I tried to call the holiday off.
Yeah, right.
I just couldn't get it. The airlines wouldn't let me.
Sorry, you have to go to the Gold Coast.
But I think one of the highlights of our year has been our report from Beulah.
Oh, Beulah. I don't think. Good morning, Beulah. We put it on the map.
Yeah, good morning, Beulah. I don't think there'd be too many basketball reports throughout Australia that would have reported from Beulah.
Correct.
So perhaps we leave this year as a shout-out to Beulah.
All right. Thanks, mate. Talk soon.
All right. Bye.